G'day listeners, in this podcast we talk about discipline. Now there's lots of podcasts all over the internet around this topic, but Michelle and I share our opinion on one, where our discipline came from, different ways of looking at it so that you can increase it, and how it's going to help you become best friends with your future self. Enjoy.
Why did it count backwards? I know that we're now recording.
What? Hello, Captain.
What do I?
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Oh,
what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. So, leadership, life, and everything else.
Yeah.
And we're recording live.
Yes.
Hey,
yay,
you got it right.
Yeah.
And disciplined.
Yes.
We're going to talk about discipline.
Yes, not the whips and chains sort.
Oh, where did your mind go? Now, you didn't want to go to the gym yesterday, did you?
This morning.
Was it this morning or yesterday?
It was this morning.
Oh, my goodness. It was hours and hours ago.
I know.
Yeah, but I made you.
That's right, and I'm glad you did.
Yeah, because you always feel better afterwards. But
yes.
Discipline's an interesting concept. Now, there's thousands of podcasts online about discipline. You've got your David Goggins, your Jocko Willink, and all of your other ex-Navy SEALs who are out there telling you to be disciplined. And we've both heard the quote that discipline equals freedom.
Yeah.
And we like it. Yeah, and we firmly agree with it. But
The fact that we're not ex-Navy SEALs or SEALs of any kind, really.
I sometimes swim like a SEAL.
True.
You see me in the water. I can move around pretty lithely.
But we were thinking how it applies to everyday life and everyday people.
And everyday people rather than your David
Elite.
Goggins who gets
Correct.
Up at 4 o'clock and runs a marathon.
Yes.
And Jocko Willink who is in the gym at 4 o'clock sweating it away. Mm.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting concept, but can we start with how it's a version of self-love?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like this. I relate to this.
Yeah. So as parents, one of the things that we do is we stop our kids doing what we know is not healthy for them.
Yes.
Like eating buckets of chocolate and unhealthy things for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah, or staying up too late or, you know, maybe going swimming without a rashie, those sorts of things because we're very fair skinned.
Yes. And we're doing it for them because we love them and we know that it's good for their future selves.
Yes.
That, you know, when they get older, they don't have skin cancer because they spent their life as pasty young white people out in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we do it for them because they can't do it for themselves. But
yes.
What happens when you get to an age where you're now reliant on you?
That's the thing. It's that discipline, which is what we're talking about today, where you it's like, go on, it's only one day.
It's just one day.
It's just one chocolate. It's just one glass of wine. It's just, you know, I really want a tan or I don't know, all these self-destructive behaviours where or not productive behaviours.
Hmm.
I am very guilty of it. Especially when I was younger, I gave myself days off all the time.
But you've achieved a lot in your life, so you would have had to have had a lot of discipline. How young are you talking here?
I'm talking in my 20s probably. That you know, a day off from exercising, a day off from getting up early, I'd sleep in. I wouldn't really sleep. I'd lie in, you know, and think that I was doing myself a favor when I was just thinking about what I should be doing or what I really wanted to do. But, you know, I'm like, oh, no, I'll give myself a lie in because I deserve it.
Well, that's where I was quite lucky because my childhood was full of discipline because I was committed to other people. So when I was in high school, I was in the circus. I was in the Flying Fruit Fly Circus and we trained in the afternoons after school down the YMCA, and you turned up or you weren't in the circus. And so the discipline was based on the fact that I wanted to be in the circus. I wanted to be a performer in the circus and part of the circus. And then eventually I became a trainer to the other kids. I was only 15, but I was training the other kids. And so that was luckily my first training in discipline. But it wasn't so much that I was the one that was enforcing it. It was...
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, when I was a teenager, I was in a lot of sports and marching koalas.
We've got a baton twirler here, people. She was one of four baton twirlers in the marching koalas.
But so I, you know, had a responsibility to turn up and to do things for them, and that was part of the discipline. However, when it came down to me being responsible for me in my 20s, early 20s, I probably wasn't the kindest I could have been to myself.
But don't you think that your being in the marching koalas and doing ballet and all the other things that you did, isn't that where we all start to learn discipline? Because, you know, there's days where you don't want to go to training, but you go because, you know, there's other people there and you've made a commitment to them, and especially if you're the goalkeeper and no one's sitting in the cage, everyone's throwing balls in there and you're going to just lose. But yeah, so making commitments to other people early on in your life by playing sport and or joining a band or whatever it is you do, I think that's the first training in learning what discipline's all about.
And even if you just turned up, you couldn't help but get better.
Well, recently we took the kids somewhere and one didn't want to participate. No. Watching the other kids participating, eventually they jumped in.
Yes.
Yeah, because when you see other people doing it, it's much, much easier to be disciplined, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And so after, this is where I think I was very fortunate, because after the circus, I went and played water polo and I lived at the Australian Institute of Sport for 12 years. I was there on scholarship for 10. And then I went back as an athlete supervisor. But every morning I had to wake up, drudge across frozen grass and jump into a pool when most mornings you just don't feel like doing that at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Yeah. And if you didn't turn up, you lost your scholarship.
Yeah.
Which basically meant everything.
There was incentive.
It was incentive. So I think I was very, very fortunate early on in my life that I was disciplined because I had to be. But knowing myself and knowing who I am as a person and my personality, I don't think I would be as successful after circus and sport as I have been if I hadn't been drilled in the art of discipline by other people. Because I think potentially, and not potentially, factually, I am a lazy person.
Yeah, I would agree. Not that you're a lazy person. I would agree with the fact that the early being motivated, being inspired, being kept to a commitment by others initially. Yep. Not that there's, you know, you can always change. So if you didn't have that upbringing, you can still do it.
You can make the decision.
Yeah, absolutely. But you've seen it. You've experienced it. And yes, it takes a little bit of work, but you can get there. And what we were talking about earlier, which is why we decided to record this, is that not like the act of self-love, it's the having that commitment to...
your future self.
Yeah. So whilst it's easy to lie in bed today or not go to the gym, and thank you again for making me go to the gym, it's that...
whips always work.
We weren't talking about that. It's the fact that I will be stronger and healthier and more...
live longer.
Yeah, live longer.
Live healthier longer.
Because I didn't do one lie-in, you know. And people will say, oh, but it's only one day, one day. But the thing is that one day becomes very easy to turn into more
many days. So, and again, this is said so many times by other podcasters that it's really about loving your future self. Yeah. So loving your future self means doing the hard work now so that your future self benefits.
Yeah. So the discipline, you just write it on the wall. And I think the last podcast you talked about how, you know, changing your language so that rather than I'm bad at remembering names, I used to be bad at remembering names, but every day I am getting better at remembering names.
Well, this is certainly
part of it. It's the same with discipline that, you know, oh, I'm lazy. I don't do that. I can't swim. Whatever is that I used to not be able to, but now I am every day. So it's that believing in what was it that we said? It was about the actual.
Oh yeah. So it's positive thinking with a positive bent or a positive slant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like teaching people that you need to make I am statements.
Yes.
Instead of I'm going to the gym, I have to, I want to, you know, I should. I go to the gym. So it's a statement that this is what I do every morning.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of a podcast that I think we recorded once, but that we didn't get to publish it because the actual technology failed. But about the difference between having goals and having rules.
Yeah.
Do you remember we recorded that and we couldn't actually publish it? Yeah. And so my rule now is, rather than a goal, rather than something I aspire to do, my rule is that when I wake up, I have a cold shower.
Yes.
It wakes me up. It fills me with energy. I then go and grab our morning...
Live forever drink.
Live forever drink and get the coffee machine started for when we're finishing our exercise. And so I have rules that I live by, not goals. Mm. And so this is an interesting way to become disciplined. I'll give you just a bit of a segue here. So I spoke to somebody about their challenge with alcohol, and they said that they have a glass or two or three or four every evening to wind down, to de-stress. And they said that they have difficulty reducing the amount of alcohol that they have. And I said, well, why don't you create a rule? Forget about your goals. Forget about having a goal. Forget about desiring to drink less alcohol. Why don't you make a rule and just state the rule very clearly to yourself and to others? I have one glass now.
Mm.
That's my rule. I have one glass.
Yeah.
And then once you get that habit and that discipline, then you say, I only drink Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. And again, I have one glass. And I haven't spoken to them since, so I'll have to reach out and see where they're at. But it's something that I can't remember who had mentioned it. But instead of having goals, create rules.
Yeah.
And that's where your discipline can come from. My rule is that when I wake up, I do 10 squats or 10 sit-ups or 10 push-ups. Or my rule is I have a cold shower. My rule is that after dinner, I take the family for a walk.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's one way to be disciplined, because it's easy to follow rules.
Yes.
It's more challenging to
follow a goal. Well, it's in the future. It's the distant thing. So,
And a rule is now, isn't it?
Yes.
My rule is.
Yes.
Not, at some stage I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So discipline is a way of loving your future self, because the actions that you take today are going to benefit you in the future. So it's like getting in a time machine, going forward 10, 20, 30, 40 years, however many years you've got left, and giving that person a hug and saying, hey, I've got you.
Yeah.
I've got you, mate. I'm gonna make sure that you're a healthy person, that you're a well-read person, that you're a person that has a good circle of friends. I've got you.
Yeah.
I know you're 40 or 50 years in the future, or you're 10 years in the future, or you're even 5 years in the future, but I've got you, mate.
Mm.
So if we could all spend some time doing that, so close our eyes, project ourselves 10 years in the future, a few more wrinkles, a few more grey hairs, but walk up to that version of you, put your arm around their shoulders and say, hey, I've got you.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, and get a high five. Yeah. They'll go, oh, thank you so much for giving me this strength. Thank you so much for giving me this vitality. Thank you so much for giving me this wealth, because you were disciplined in saving.
Yeah.
And get a high five from that future self.
Mm.
That's what discipline is.
Yeah.
It's about projecting into the future and seeing who do you want to be.
Doing it even if you don't want to, because it's for the greater good ultimately.
Yeah, and the greater good is you.
Yes.
Mm. I haven't gone down this path as deeply as what I am now in my mind, Michelle. I'm actually visualizing myself as an 80, 90-year-old man, and I'm thinking, well, what sort of experience do I want to have at that stage of my life?
Mm.
Do I want to be, you know, old and decrepit and walking around on a cane or even in a wheelchair? Or do I want to be that youthful 80, 90-year-old who's still competing in, you know, masters tournaments and, you know, going for long walks in the morning, that sort of stuff?
Yeah. No, that's the goal. And I think with the fact that we can live longer, it's – I know we've discussed it before over our morning coffee out the front, but it's that thing of you know, you don't want the slow decline to death. We want the live life to the full and just drop off one day.
Drop off one day, but at our peak fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I've heard about discipline is that discipline equals freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is a great concept. So, for example, if you are disciplined and you get your head down, your ass up, and you do the tasks that you have to do, that are a high priority for you, and you do them as soon as you can, then you will no longer be the slave to the urgency trap.
Yeah, where you're always then thinking about it, so you don't actually get the freedom of having done it, like the freedom of it not being on your mind.
Yeah. So the urgency trap is that we often put things off until they become urgent, then we do them, under pressure, and we convince ourselves, hey, look at me, I'm working better under pressure. No, you're not working. You're just working. It's the pressure that's making you work. And so that busy trap, that stressful busy trap, that'll go away if you have the discipline of doing the tasks early when they're not urgent.
Mm.
So that's an example of freedom.
Just chipping away.
Chipping away. Being productive is avoiding the slavery of the urgency trap.
Yeah. Mm. I have to say I'm impressed with the effort that my son has done recently for an assignment at school.
Mm.
And he was working on it for probably 4 or 5 weeks.
So he's putting in the hard yards early, not doing it last minute.
Yeah, and it was due last week and it was easy. He didn't stress about it. He had fun because he was just doing half an hour a day. And yeah, he came up with that himself. I was really proud of him, that just how he did it and how he tackled it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about what the mark is ultimately.
Mm.
It's the fact that he learnt to do that. And yeah, it was easy for him.
So what's another example of freedom? So discipline of eating healthy.
Mm.
Yeah. Is then going to avoid you being to the slave of ill health and poor health.
Or the diet trap and all that, the yo-yo up and down.
Yeah.
It's the, yeah, where you're then constantly thinking about food. It's just like, no, I eat healthy.
Yeah. My rule is I eat healthy.
Yeah.
I eat things that grow and live. I don't eat things that are processed, for example. That would be a good rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the discipline of eating healthy avoids the slavery of obesity and ill health.
Mm.
Mm. What's another one? How's this? The discipline of having good quality time and date nights with your partner.
Yeah? Yes, rather than in front of the telly or on your phones or that sort of being not present.
Yeah, avoids the slavery of a damaged relationship.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the cost of divorce or whatever, ultimately.
That's it. That's it. What's another one? So the discipline of
connection with your kids.
Yes.
Sometimes it's really hard if you've had a long day, like a big day at work or a long day or something's happened,
yep,
to switch off and give time to your kids or to, you know, your loved ones and or friends. If you don't keep in touch with friends, it's a discipline. You need to make time to do it, and it shouldn't. A lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't have to, like if it's real love or real friendship, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you have to work on
Someone
it.
Has to work on
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. So, and if you're both busy, it can just go by the wayside.
So that avoids being a slave to loneliness. It's so true, isn't it? The discipline is freedom, because without discipline, you will be the slave to
the
consequence. Result.
Yeah, the result. Yep.
That you wouldn't want in your life.
Mm.
So what are you going to do to make sure that you don't entertain those ideas? You're not going to the gym in the morning, Michelle.
I go to the gym.
You do go to the gym, yes. And you're lifting lots of weights at the moment.
I know.
You're so strong.
I am strong. I'm impressed with my strength.
I'm never going to arm wrestle you, I'll tell you.
I'm impressed by how much my strength has increased this year so far.
Because you've been disciplined to increase the weights as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not just maintaining health, you're improving health.
Oh, I know.
You're improving strength.
Well, the kids are getting bigger and heavier, so I need to be able to lift them.
Yeah, well, my son's regrettably gone past the stage where I can lift him and throw him in the pool. Yes, he now does that to me. It's a discipline. It's freedom. It's loving your future self. And it's you thinking about how do you want to turn up for your future self?
Yep. It's the rules rather than goals.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
You're such a clown.
The clown.
Lady Captain. Lady Captain.
And who's going to listen to this? Maybe our mums.
Thanks, Mum.